Podcasts are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
Good morning, students. This is Michelle Baber. Lauren is not here today, but that's fine because I have the two most successful, important people in Dallas. For sure. If you look at TikTok, if it's still around when you're listening to this, we have returning Bravo scholar, famous Dallas gay. If you've been to Honor Bar with him, I haven't been invited. Let me know what it was like. Chris James Cole.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Thanks for having me.
And extra special guest, Oliver Sims is here. You've definitely seen him on TikTok if you know anything about the Housewives. Also, I don't know if he puts this in his bio, but I'm putting this in his bio. Paige fucking DeSorbo follows him on Instagram, which every resume you ever have, Oliver, I don't care what job you're applying for. If you're going to try to be a surgeon, like you need to put like Paige DeSorbo follows me.
So. Immediately. That's a really good
truly,
idea.
Truly. I would take a screenshot of it and I would have it on a post. I would have it like hanging on my walls. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me. We are so excited to have you. We are going to talk all things Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I think the crown jewel of franchises on Bravo right now in terms of Housewives. So before we recap the finale, which was last night, we have some big news to talk about up top because you two are social media know-it-alls. Very good. I'm not very good. Should we be scared that TikTok's going away in a few days? And are you scared that you're not going to get free filler at the plastic surgeon's office anymore, Chris? Because you won't be doing it. You need to take that out. What scares you the most?
Hey, do you want to go, Oliver? Do you want me to go first?
Honestly, you go first.
Well, I just did a TikTok update this morning about it. And it's updating literally all day. But the latest thing is that the Biden administration put out to MSNBC that...
Okay, I'm sorry. Just no. This is crazy, right? That like the Biden administration, like he's almost gone, and he has to be like, okay, like the kids can have TikTok. Like I'm gonna pardon my son from like what he did, and then it's like maybe I'll like let the kids like still have TikTok. Like this is just like the whole thing's like, you know what? For me, it's so annoying. Like I don't want to be reading the news all the time like this. Like,
I know.
It's crazy.
I think it's like. Everyone went to, gosh, we were just talking about it, Oliver. Now I just forgot the app.
Oh, Red Note.
And
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of like an FU.
Yeah.
Everyone's calling their state representatives. Everyone's speaking up. But they're also going to Red Note, which is also ran by, you know, it's a China-based app.
Right, yeah.
Your information.
Yeah.
Away. And it's kind of like, oh, well, the whole point is that we're worried about the information going to China and then people are still going to join. A million users went to the
right.
So I think it was kind of like it's inevitable. And so I think Biden wants a win is, again, I'm not saying this. This is what people are saying and this is what kind of articles are saying. And
right.
So it'll look like Trump is the hero coming in on day one and saying, we're not going to enforce the ban. And everyone's obsessed that he did that to save TikTok. So I think Biden and the administration is trying to come in and be like, let's at least pause it. And so I'm optimistic.
I don't want to go to Facebook. No, I don't want to go back to Facebook, sweetie. I'm not doing a reel on Facebook. That's so sad. That's depressing. That's like if you're like, if you ever see me post a reel on Facebook, please do a wellness check on me. I am not okay. Call the authorities. Something is very wrong with me mentally. I've lost my Zoloft. I can't find it.
We reached a new low if we have to go to Facebook and do reels.
Like, so sad. So sad.
You know, I'm a bit nervous. I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't nervous. But at the same time, like, I still am kind of optimistic because at least, like, by the time that we're recording this right now, like, the Supreme Court, they'll be issuing another opinion tomorrow morning. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I know.
Like the opinion that they issued yesterday, I was so anxious and I was literally sweating so much.
Oh my God.
But I've been trying to like move some of my followers over to like some of my other platforms. But I mean, like,
including Paige.
Yeah, well, including Paige, that's the thing I'm trying to get her to move over to.
Yeah,
Paige,
yeah.
Like, go over there, please.
Yes. So, yeah. God, so scary. I wish that, like, the way that, like, our country is banding together to save TikTok, we could do that for, like, healthcare.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's true. Very true.
But speaking of healthcare and things that are really good for our mental health, let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Let's talk about last night's finale of Real Housewives of Salt Lake. First thoughts of the finale. What did you think? Or before, what do you think of the season before we actually get into the finale? What do you think of the season?
I thought that this season, absolutely 10 out of 10.
Amazing.
It was so good. Like
10 snowflakes exactly. in the air. 10 snowflakes.
Exactly. Like, so good. I'm gonna admit, I didn't know how they were going to top season 4. But like, they came out the gate swinging and they just kept swinging. And it was so good. I loved the finale. Wasn't as like,
right.
dramatic as last season. But still,
yeah, they so weren't good. On the beach like, what? Lisa Barlow? Oh my God. Yeah. Well, she still kind of did that, but you know, a little different.
She did. She had to get it in. I thought same thing. I didn't know how they were going to top that. But I think what was interesting about this season is that it was like I cried.
Right.
Oh, everything that happened with Mary, like, you know, we'll get into all of it, but Mary really opened up. You saw a different side. And I was like, tears. And even the finale,
right.
I was tears when she was talking about the abandonment issues. And so right. I think also a lot, like you got a lot more of this emotional attachment
right.
to the Salt Lake City Housewives.
Right.
Season. Sure. Yeah. I mean, people, I thought Bronwyn like came out and held her own mm-hmm. and really was in the mix, where sometimes you get a new cast member, like we won't name it, but in Beverly Hills and other ones where
Kyle,
where, you know,
she's never done anything interesting. Does she follow either of you?
No.
Okay. She really has never done anything interesting.
But I thought Bronwyn on her own. So to that point, we got two new cast members. Well, one was a friend. Well, no, one was she actually a cast member?
You talking about May?
Brittany.
Oh, Brittany.
Brittany.
Your friend?
Brittany. Or a friend.
Brittany. She was a friend of, yes. Okay. Brittany.
Both really strong.
She was really strong. Okay. I saw a meme about Brittany like a few weeks ago, and it said that Brittany looked like every Real Housewife of Dallas, like it rolled into one person. And every time since I saw that, every time I've seen Brittany, I've just been like, it's all I see. She's literally every she's every Real Housewife of Dallas. Like it's some light she's Deandra, most light she looks like Leanne. Sometimes I'm getting shades of Carrie Dubert. Like it's like exactly. what's going on?
I remember she looked like, they were in Milwaukee and she was sitting at dinner. This is whenever she was accusing Bronwyn.
Also, up to Milwaukee was so funny to me.
That was, that was just random to me. Like,
they were like in a basement in Milwaukee and Mary's telling people about her dad was neighbors with Jeffrey Dahmer. And I was like, this is the greatest show I've ever seen. This is the best show. Not even just like reality TV. Like, I'm sorry. Like, Seinfeld could never. This exactly. is so funny, you know?
Yeah, this can't be replicated. Like,
No. Yeah. Truly, like, to your point, Chris, like, we saw this season Mary really opening up with her son, with her abandonment issues, with her the Jeffrey Dahmer of it all. She really gave us a lot this season. And I've always kind of been like, this with Mary, because I feel like she's done and said some things that are very questionable, but she's also given us like some, I think on the show, all of the seasons, some of the most iconic quotes, like you smell like hospital. I think about that all of the time. Actually, after I had my baby, well, she's 4 now, but when I got out of the hospital, my sister had left a card for me when I got out of the hospital that said, "You smell like hospital." daughter. It's so funny to me. Anyway,
she also
little girl. Yeah.
She also participated a lot in things that I didn't think Mary was going to participate in. Like,
yeah, she like showed up to her like call time. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Dancing. Yeah. Like, what else? She like.
She went to Milwaukee.
there was a lot of things that she was involved with that I was like, whoa. And then, of course, when she's outside of the, was it the christening? When she's outside of the church?
Oh, like, the bat mitzvah. Oh my gosh, yeah, that was mitzvah. Like, that was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. When she's like peeking through while Meredith is like on stage. Like, I don't know if you guys know what a bat mitzvah is. I had one. Mm-hmm. But it's when you become you're considered an adult in the Jewish community. And so it is very funny that Meredith had it at her age. But it's a very big moment in a young person's life in the Jewish community. So Meredith, like the whole thing, Meredith having it at a ski resort, like was so funny to me. And yeah, Mary like peeking through the window while Meredith is pretending to read Hebrew was just like, and okay, I don't know if you caught this. So like in the Jewish religion, you're not supposed to eat pork, like ham and stuff. She had ham being sliced at her bat mitzvah, which was like the funniest. I thought it was insane. I did not know. Yes, it's like it's not kosher at all. I eat pork. And I celebrate Christmas. Anyway, it's insane to me that I was like, okay, one, I've never seen on any housewives party ever, just like slicing of ham. Like we're going to have like a meat carving station. It's going to be like honey baked ham.
That was crazy.
And you're doing it at a bat mitzvah. Oh, really? Wild.
That whole bat mitzvah in and of itself is just crazy. Wait, are we going to get to that later? Or should we like,
we can talk about it now. Yeah. I think that was like probably for me the most, that was probably my favorite episode this season.
That, I think it's like, I don't think I can pick a favorite episode.
The Angie K, the high body count.
Where did she even come up with that? That's my thing. Cause it's like, actually, no, you know what I noticed? Whenever Angie, she's had just like, too much to drink, but whenever she's like had something to drink, she becomes unhinged.
And when she's not talking about being Greek, she can actually say some really great things. Like she can be so good. Like she's a power, like she was like, I was like, why is she a center snowflake? But then I was like, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
She's exactly. So good. So even bad. Like when she had her mob wife like anniversary party, yes. And like the invites were like, you know, like
yes,
the mob. Like I was like, this is so good. Like this is so funny.
Yeah,
it's great.
She's got good one-liner. She's got good one-liners. She can also cut deep too. You can definitely cut deep.
Yeah, getting kicked out of a bat mitzvah is also like so funny. That's so funny.
That's like literally Meredith's iconic line for everything.
You can leave. Yeah, like she's like asleep at the wheel like most of the episode until she's like sitting down at a table or something, and then you can leave.
Exactly.
It's just my favorite thing.
I do think that is funny though. It's like Brittany literally denied calling Angie. Can I say on here?
Oh my God! Yeah, you can say okay, slut, fuck, shit. We can talk about the boys getting their dicks up at the roundup. Whatever you want to talk about. Yeah.
Speaking of the roundup, that's literally where I met Bronwyn.
She was there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Was she doing a meet and greet? Was she dressed like a hot dog? Because that would be very appropriate.
She was not dressed like a hot dog. I can show you. But it was like it was super random because like it was her and then Crystal Kung Minka from Beverly Hills. They were both there, and this was back in November. And I was like,
whoa.
Yeah.
They were just hanging out. I saw that Casey Musgraves was there not long ago. She was just doing karaoke. Yeah. No, I wasn't there. But oh my God, she's dressed so normal.
Yep. She was dressed very normal. She was with a group of girlfriends. They were like,
oh, Todd wasn't there?
No, he wasn't there.
Todd didn't show up.
Todd Father was nowhere near the premises.
Okay. He looks like he's going to get feisty on the reunion, by the way.
Yeah, he does.
He took his Metamucil that day or something. What do we think about Todd? I think he's a really lovely and supportive husband and looks thrilled to be in every scene he's in.
I think it's like he's just so, I don't think he realized what he signed up for. And at the same time, it's just like, he's just not with the BS. And so he's just like, I don't care. And that's why I think his mindset is like.
Yeah, I feel like, okay. Obviously, I think it's almost like giving me, and now I'm forgetting, I'm spacing out, Erica's
ex-husband. Oh, Tom Girardi.
It's almost like, you know, with me and the power and the, like, a little bit of the controlling, like, hey, be quiet, like, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Kelsey Grammer, the first season of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
The way he was treating Camille a little bit, like.
Yeah. a little bit. Yeah. I also feel like some of it, like he's so doesn't have too much of a personality. I'm always wondering, like, is he being a bit produced? Like, oh, come across this way. Like, is he being a little bit produced on that to make it seem like he's like that way? I don't know. But
I don't know.
Interesting dynamic either way. And I thought that what Angie said about like marrying wealthy, doing like, I don't know. I just feel like Brock, big personality. I don't truly see them together like that, but I don't know.
I mean, he is God most of the time. So yeah, she is cool. And she has got real money. I like Bronwyn.
Yes.
I liked Brittany a little bit more, I have to say, of the two new girls. I think that's a controversial take, but Brittany was just so funny to me. Like, she would just say crazy things. Like, not this finale, but like the last episode where she's like, I have an announcement. Like, I've been physical with the Osmond. It's like, sweetie, what are you talking about?
She grew on me. She grew. It's so funny because my friends were like, we love Brittany. And I'm like, really? Like, I didn't like her at all in the beginning. And then, like,
she grows on you.
But then, also, like, recording on the Sprinter van or whatever they were on.
Yeah, that was, and the producers calling her out for that was also very funny. They're like, but why were you doing that? Because, you know, they are right. Like, there is a whole fucking camera crew, like, doing that recording.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so it's just, okay. She's, okay. Now yeah,
she grows
on you. Okay, so let's talk about the finale. If you have receipts, timelines, proof, mention it all. Let's do it. I really loved the finale. Yeah. I thought it was so good. I don't understand why this is like the best show on Bravo and they get like 16 episodes and like Real Housewives of New York gets like so many more episodes and nobody's watching that shit.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't get it, especially with New York, but no, this finale was so good. I thought it was great how, first of all, wait, let's start from the beginning.
We'll start with the beginning with Meredith's pew. Like, it was like, that's what, like, my when I get a wax, like, the strip, when I get a bikini, I'm like, that's what it looked like on her.
It's like a Heather Gay moment, like, she got...
She's like, I have a scrubnia, and it's like, okay, and she's wearing, like, a fur eye mask, which I didn't even know they made.
And it was Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, and she just had that with her in Mexico. It's like, oh, okay, sweetie. And no one asks anything of it. They're just like, oh, that's just sort of Meredith, you know?
It seems like she just, like, always gets sick on trips or something happens to her on these trips. Like, literally last year in Bermuda at the finale, like, she was literally on her deathbed. Like,
yeah.
But
but it might have been the sleeping pills that she took because she only takes them on the international trip
or something. Yeah. No, that was funny. And then whenever Heather had sent the text, everybody just dress up as Lisa.
Okay, I'm sorry. When I first saw Heather Gay turn the corner in that, like, in the wig, I was like, my inner NeNe Leakes came out. I'm like, buy wig. I didn't need to see buy wig. I just thought in terms of, like, Housewives, like, wig moments, that was not up there with, like, you know, Karen Huger's wig shift. That was iconic. Yeah. Pretty much all of Kim Zolciak's wigs.
Every single one of them, yeah.
I didn't love the wigs.
The wig at Mary's party, oh my gosh, and Meredith's wig.
Oh, that, the bangs.
Oh,
the bangs.
Yeah. The bangs. Oh my God, the Audrey Hepburn bangs. Audrey Hepburn.
That was crazy.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, that she just, that was, I mean, Whitney doing the, I mean, I was like, that's what it really looked like. God, what a season this was. That was so iconic. Yeah, that, like, Meredith's bangs on Beverly Hills would be like a storyline for 8 seasons. And it would be Kyle still not talking about it.
Drag it out.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was amazing. I'm kind of like, Oliver and I were talking about this. So I watched it on Hulu, I guess was it Peacock?
On Peacock.
Oh, you gotta watch all of it on Peacock because they say it's fuck. And they, you actually, like,
It's uncensored. And then they, like, but, like, for this one, they had just extended it. Because when I was watching it in real time, I'm like, something just wasn't right here. Like, it was just, it was rushed. But then today I went back and watched the extended and uncensored version. I was like,
That's so good.
Doubt everything.
There's something so powerful about listening to Lisa Barlow at a party thrown for her where everyone is dressed and looks like her and telling them to fucking go away and take off the fucking wig.
Get the fucking wig off your
head. Get the fuck out of here. Take off that fucking wig. You don't deserve to look like me.
Also, I feel like Whitney was a little quiet this whole season. It really came for Lisa, like the last episode.
She had to. She's like, I have to save my job.
She had to save her job because she was at Lisa's party.
Crazy. Yeah. So they're at this lunch for Lisa to like celebrate her, and they are all dressed like her, and they all have to do an impression of her, which is really interesting because they are also just kind of all doing that the whole time. They're like, oh, I love that. I love that when they're ordering. I love that. And Lisa's like, oh, I really love that. You know, everyone's me. And then, Whitney like stands up and you see the tag, and then that's when all hell breaks loose for like 4 minutes. But
you see the parent like holding his daughter's ears.
Oh yeah, but he's like wanting to watch it. He's like, and by the way, because you don't see his face blurred out, he signed a mm-hmm. consent for his daughter. Like, yes, you can also keep her face on TV.
Oliver, you hung out with Lisa. I don't know.
Yeah,
you hung out with Lisa.
Yes,
I'm literally. I have with the words of Whitney Rose. I have the fucking chills. I have the fucking chills.
She is so fun. Like,
did she drink a Diet Coke?
She had Diet Coke. I have tried some of her Vita tequila. She was like,
it's
good.
Real. Okay, because Lauren and I have a theory that it's not real.
It's real.
I've never seen it.
No, it's real. And the thing is,
like, where do you find it? Not just where she is.
So she told me that they do sell some in Texas. And I was like, you do? She was like, yeah, we do. I'm like, okay. But she said, no, like, and I love Dallas because John's from Colleyville. I was like, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, wow. Okay. But yeah, no,
that's not a flex, but okay. We love Colleyville. Chris will be doing a TikTok in Colleyville real soon. Yeah.
You probably will.
Hidden gems in Colleyville.
Oh my gosh. No, but it was great. Then we took like Vita tequila shots with Andy Cohen too, because
Andy was there?
Yeah, it was a lot of people there.
Like, what do you mean? Where was
this? Was at, so it was at Bravo Fan Fest.
Oh, in Miami.
Yeah, Miami. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so this was like at one of the after parties.
Oh my God.
While we were there just sitting at a table, and I'm at the table with Lisa, Meredith, and Heather. And it's like, it's a lot of Bravo celebrities that are there. Like, it's.
Was Meredith awake?
She was awake, yes. Okay. And then it was funny because Seth and I just kept cracking so many jokes because like we kept running into each other earlier that day at FanFest, and then when we saw each other that night, we just had like inside jokes at that point. And she was just like, "Why are you two laughing with each other?" Like, she was like, but she wasn't there so she didn't understand. But it was just great. Like, it was a lot of fun.
Lisa
and I actually hung out like a couple nights prior to, like, it was just
wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And now she texts me. I'm like, oh, thank you.
She does. I love that.
I love that.
Did she say other things like, and I have information and I want to go the distance?
The thing is, it's funny because she texts like how she talks. Like, if you would imagine how she talks like in text, that's how it would be. Like, I can hear her voice.
Oh my God.
Like, reading it. So it's,
that's
it's
incredible. Fun. Yeah, she's one of the greats. Like, to me, like, she's like, if there's like a Mount Rushmore of housewives, like, she would be up there.
So many. I feel like there was so many good, better one-liners. So like, I want to go the distance is another one, but also, you have a leaky gut. I think you need to take a probiotic.
That's so funny and also very helpful. And because we don't talk enough about leaky gut syndrome, and it is it's big, and like, people need to be taking a probiotic. Like, you need to be like doing like the gut brain connection. And so, thank you to Lisa.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa.
The one-liners this season for sure.
Yeah, like, there was just so many. It's like, it's crazy.
There was a lot. High body count hair, there was a lot. And then, oh my God, when Lisa's like, well, you do need a little bit of the
carrot sauce.
Yeah. You need a carrot sauce treatment. Like, she said the brand was so
there
good.
Was a lot of good ones.
It was such a great season.
There's almost too many moments for us to just
hard like to even think about like what was your favorite, because even this wasn't even a housewife, but like Brooks Marks on the bat mitzvah episode, when he's like talking to his grandma and his aunt, and there he's like, you don't know what raclette is. I thought it was like just like a common thing. It's like, babe, raclette is not a common thing.
I can't wait to see his show that comes out.
He has a show. Do you have a Brooks Marks tracksuit?
I don't have a Brooks Marks thing. I need to look onto, I don't even like, what does he sell? Because
he has like the tracks. I don't have one, but I hear they're really nice.
Okay.
So well, I want to get one.
Look at it.
I don't have any like, I don't have any like housewife. I did when I was pregnant, or after I had my daughter, had to wear, you have to, no one tells you, but you actually have to wear diapers under childbirth. So I had to wear Depend. So I guess that's sort of Lisa Rinna. Yeah. But she did the Depend commercials.
Yeah, she did.
I Lisa. So like, I'm not trying to stop her bag. Mm-hmm. Did you ever meet Lisa, Oliver?
Rinna? No, I haven't met Rinna. Because it's like, I got into Bravo, like, right as she was, like, on her way out. Smart. And it was, like, right before, but she was, like, on her way out.
Smart.
Did you see the moment? It was, like, Lisa Rinna and Kathy Hilton, they're on the red carpet.
Yes, I did.
Recently. This was, like, pretty recent, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. They were just like, how are you? Like, it was completely fake, but.
Yeah.
Mm. Awkward.
I don't know. They just need to. We're really getting off course here, but something's very wrong in Beverly Hills. It's just not been a good show since.
At least Dorit is bringing.
See, and people say that like, oh, okay, she's bringing, like we see her smoke one cigarette and everyone's like, she's saving the whole series. And it's like, when I compare it to like, you know, like literally any other show, like any other Bravo housewife show, like Miami is like always so consistent. Like the people who are friends of have done more than like what's happening. Like Erica Jane, like I get it. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Think that like with Beverly Hills, if they continue, let's say they continue on with this same cast, they need to add someone else that's going to be like a firecracker. Like
They need like a Brandy type, but not like fully.
Yeah.
You know, maybe not fully like you're doing crystal meth, but we need some kind of like a blue collar type in there. Yeah,
it's like, it's pretty interesting because like,
They need like a Gina. They need someone with a casita or like an Emily with a broken hip. Like they just need somebody with some problems.
I was going to say Kristen Cavallari, but she's in Nashville.
She's in Nashville, yeah.
Maybe Heidi Montag's like trending right now.
I know. I saw that.
I would love it if, was it Dorothy Wang?
Okay, that would actually be really good. I would, and Morgan Stewart.
Yeah. Morgan Stewart.
I would love it. They just need like new energy because I enjoy Beverly Hills, I think what happened is that Salt Lake City ruined all the other franchises because
it's so good.
Once you start with Salt Lake City, like I almost don't want to recommend people to watch Salt Lake City first because then they're not going to want to watch anything else. So I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, because it really is just so different. I mean. God, it's just like, and it's crazy. Like Jen Shaw's in prison. Like it's just like so much has happened. Yeah, I know I saw on Page Six, which is my news. That's where I get the news. Because guess what? There's no paywall like there is on the New York Times for Page Six. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was like the article was like she'll be home in time for Thanksgiving in 2026.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, so, or definitely her publicist put that out because what an article. But
Because when did he even go to jail? Was it 2022?
And I think pretty well. And she's in the same prison as Elizabeth Holmes, and it's like right outside of Fort Worth. Probably is that where Colleyville is?
I think they do. Like,
I think she's in the federal prison in Colleyville. There's not one.
I think they're having sushi parties, is what I heard. They had like
they are.
That's what.
We should go visit her. Okay.
no, I was gonna say. I think one of my favorite moments, I'm still laughing at it, is when Lisa was like, well, that's like, you know, when Sean, everyone says he's doing circle jerks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, he takes the flower. I don't know why I'm still cracking up over that part. Like, she knew what she was doing. She was like, well, it's the same thing. I'm trying
the thing is like Sean doing like circle jerks. It's just totally like, okay, yeah. So we'll get into that. So we're okay. So what's happened? I'm like, just trying to get, okay. So Whitney's wearing a tag. Whitney's wearing the tag.
Yes.
And then Lisa's like, that's not what Lisa Barlow would do. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
And then starts yelling and it's the whole thing. And then I don't, now I'm trying to remember how Brittany started to cry.
It's because like,
Lisa doesn't, nobody likes her.
No, it's because right after it was Whitney and Lisa, then Brittany was like, well, Lisa, like, I've only known you for a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're a nice friend. And then Mary was like, why are you talking? You were recording us. And then they went back and forth. And then Meredith got into it. And so
yeah.
And that's how it happened to Meredith, who was just like,
I'm not interested. Yeah. So, yeah. 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 Meredith is really good at getting people to leave a table.
Yes, exactly.
Like, mm-hmm. like no other housewife in history has ever been able to get people to just exit.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like even the last years where you can leave, mm-hmm. what she was saying to Angie, the room was in the nastiness, mm-hmm. when she was telling, she thought like the waiter was the like
security. Oh, that was
security.
She needs to go.
She's so funny.
But yeah, no, that,
yeah. Sorry, I think after that,
Brittany's crying.
Brittany's crying.
That was also crazy. Like the like things that they could do was like, okay, we could either go make ceviche or you could go horseback riding. It's yeah. just such two random things.
It seems, yeah, you just need to like fill in.
But the horseback riding was so funny to me because first it was like Meredith. Well, it was giving like Luann and like, I don't even remember Romy, like Luann and Morocco on the camel. Yes. But then it was like, Meredith's horse wouldn't move.
Yeah. And even Meredith said it. She said, I feel like we got horses that match our personality.
Yeah, match our personality. Yeah. Yeah, and Lisa's like, do you want to go stand in the ocean? And I'm like, am I on shrooms? Like, what's this? Do you want to go stand in the ocean? Like, okay.
But then whenever they were sitting in the ocean, that's when Mary told everyone, yeah. like, oh, like, I think I'm done with Angie. Since Angie chased after Brittany. Which I completely understand, especially after her explanation and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I really understand, like, why she was feeling like that. Like,
right, because Mary, what I don't, the other woman didn't know is that she had I think at this point, like, Angie was the only one that Mary had confided in about Robert, her son. I was actually like, I mean, a couple of times, I mean, that episode where her and her son are talking was like, I could only watch that scene like one time. I wouldn't even like if I saw it on TikTok and stuff. And not because I thought it was like, I know it was really controversial. And even Lauren and I kind of disagreed about like, you know, should he have gone on TV and like talked about it that openly? At his age, he might really regret it being that open. But I also, just like as a mom, like as like a parent, just to have that conversation, like I can't actually imagine. It's so scary, you know, like it's so terrifying. But I had never seen her that vulnerable. And then her son, and just like, it was just such like a raw. I applauded both of them because that's not easy to do. And it's also something that like, I think with like mental health, like we in addiction, it's like, I think we need to destigmatize it. Like, you shouldn't be worried that you're not going to have a job or, you know, these things, because it is a disease and it affects millions of people. For him to be that open about it with her and viewers, and that Mary, who has been so closed off, this is like probably the most personal, most private, most difficult thing to probably share, and they did, and so I applauded her for that. I mean, I think that's really hard. But later on in the season, she has a conversation with Angie, and she's sharing that. And Angie spoke about her mom's alcoholism, and I think they really had, you know, they could lean on each other, in that way. So in that moment when they're all standing in the ocean, waiting for Meredith's horse to move, and you know, it's like they might have been confused at first, like, why Mary is so upset. But it's like, and then she's like, well, because she knows I don't like Brittany. But I, it's deeper for Mary. And we see that later in the episode, because it is like she's shared something with Angie that she hasn't shared with any of the women, you know?
Right. So. But even that, it's like, I understand like what Oliver was trying to say too. It's like, if I, obviously with, it was one of my best friends and it was someone that they knew I didn't like, and then you're trying to go console them, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And I would be like, she's a friend of. Like, Emily said that to Jesus Jugs this last season. She's like, get out of here, Jesus Jugs. You're just a friend of. Yeah, that was the funniest thing.
Yeah. So then after, what happened after, okay, the horseback riding, then they...
After that.
We see the other people making ceviche.
And Angie making another Greek salad thing.
Yeah. She's like, okay, like it's raw fish. And she's like, can I get some feta? It's like, girl.
Literally, I'm like, oh my gosh. But you know, I love her pride and her nationalism. I love that. Like, she loves... Or she loves her.
When they went to the Milwaukee Bucks game and she was like wearing the Greek freak.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Like, she's so, I love it.
She's so camp. You know what I mean? Like, she's so camp.
Because if you notice, like right after she got on, everybody else started like wearing bigger sunglasses.
This is what I was also going to, this is really going to age me, but at the lunch, Lisa's lunch, like the sunglasses Angie's wearing, I'm like, this is Missy Elliott in that music video from the night. Like, yeah, like, I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I need to go to my notes.
After that, what happened after that?
Yeah, exactly.
Dinner. Went straight to the dinner.
Yeah, I think they went.
Yeah. To- also, this looks like a really cool. It was like a luxury theme park.
Yeah. No, I looked it up. I was like,
no, they didn't go on any rides, and I was like, what is this place? Mm-hmm. It looked cool.
It was pretty. It was a good backdrop.
It looks like Coachella.
It did
look like Coachella.
Like it? A nice, like where? Yeah, it looks like Coachella, but nobody was riding anything. And I think were they the only people at this theme park? But they had a sit down dinner, and they all ordered pizzas.
That's the thing. Like they all I think only Meredith ordered tacos.
Meredith and Braun. This was also really funny to me. They're like, you know, what do you want to eat? And usually you see like, oh, I'll have like a filet. Mm-hmm. I'll have like the snapper. I'll have like they're like all of them like going down. It was like. Pepperoni pizza, and I was like, "I'm sorry, is my 4-year-old at this dinner? Because this is what I do this when I have to take her to like have to. I love you. She's asleep, but I'm like, you know, like when you have a little kid and you're like, oh, you know, and she'll have the pizza, like the cheese pizza, and like none of the other food can touch, and like everyone's like, I want the pepperoni pizza.
Exactly.
But you know how sometimes, okay, like if you're okay, you're in PV, right? And like maybe you've had so much Mexican food. Like maybe you want something American. Like I've done that where I was in Tokyo and just like it was like one part.
You're trying to eat any more sushi.
I had pizza in Tokyo and it was actually the best pizza I had. It was just like.
Was it pepperoni pizza?
It wasn't pepperoni, but it was amazing. But I can see how like maybe you're like, okay, I've had. So much, you're there for a long time. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. It was still very funny to me.
Yeah.
Also, Mary got an avocado pizza. And it looked like it was just dough and just like smears of avocado. Like, wait, and I was like,
wait, what was the other line where she ordered
pastrami soup?
She wanted minestrone soup, which also crazy order, but I'm just gonna have like it's like they're outside, it's hot, and she's like on the beach, and she's like, I'll have a pastrami soup, which is like the most vile sounding thing.
She orders soup a lot. She really does order soup a lot, even in previous.
But you know what? That's actually, I feel like is probably a smart move, especially if you're in another country. Like, it's probably you're not gonna get sick, like, if you have a sensitive stomach. And like, these girls are always trying to keep us like our stomach and our gut health. Right. Like Lisa telling us to take a probiotic because we don't want to have a leaky gut.
Yeah.
Mary eating soups and smears of avocado on bread. Disgusting.
Exactly.
It was, yeah, that was.
And then it went
dinner. What Mary, a wild. Okay. It's like, yeah. Yes. And then, yeah, I'm mad. Okay. This was. the thing. It's like, you know, Angie's cry. Yes, this was a beautiful moment. And I did not understand why Whitney didn't get up and like, just the let the two women. The way
they used her lap as a table. I was like, oh my gosh, because they were holding their hands. But I'm like.
But it was really sweet when Angie's saying, like, you know, because Mary's like, I'm mad at you. And I don't, you know, she's like very defensive. And I was like, oh, this is like Mary. This is the Mary that we know where she's like very standoffish. Like, you're kind of, I'm done with you. And then Angie's like, I'm sorry, but like, you've changed my life. And that really felt so genuine. And they're both so emotional. Yeah. And Mary's even like looking down because I think like she's starting to cry and realizes like, this is a real friendship. And this is Mary again being really vulnerable, which is probably not, it's not a comfortable place for her. You know, she wants to be yelling at felons that they smell like a hospital. It's not true. Genshot does not smell like a hospital. And I want to keep that. She smells like prison.
So block D to be exact.
Smells like prison. Yeah, I think Mary was like, wow, I really confided in Angie, you know, and then like got betrayed and felt abandoned. And so I can see now, looking back on it, how she opened up and was so vulnerable.
Right.
And maybe about other things that we don't know about, you know, and they and then it was like, oh my gosh. And now you're like leaving me to go console this girl that I hate. Like, you know, so she has this, like,
you know, and Whitney's just like, do I move?
Yeah.
She's just like being really still. Also, like, I just remembered, God, we just keep going back. This is such a crazy season. The scene where Mary's she goes over to Angie's house, which by the way, like Angie's house looks like a museum. Like, it's just like, why is it all like windows and like white?
It's like perfect. It's just like
crazy.
Yeah.
That scene where they can't open up, neither of them knows how to open up a bottle of champagne.
That I'm dead at. Wait, even going back, Bronwyn's house is like
bananas.
Acid trip.
It's so crazy. Yeah. I don't know what's happening. All of the houses in Salt Lake, I'm so confused by.
It was.
You've got Meredith's house that has like no furniture and it's rented
no furniture
out.
And her family who poses and Meredith's fucked half of New York. That was Elisa Barlow Hoffman moment. So good.
Yeah. I think that like Bronwyn's, it's very Cat in the Hat.
Yeah, it's like insane. Yeah, like she's out there. And also, like, also remember, like, this is how fast things move in Salt Lake, where she's like in passing, just sort of talking about when she picks Todd up from the airport, she always dresses like in a wild costume, like a shark costume, like a hot dog costume, not her like mosquito hot dog, but like just an actual hot dog. It's like, what?
Yeah, but you know.
And I was more shocked that she picks him up from the airport. That was actually the shocking part to me. Not that she dresses like insane, just like she's picking him up from the airport.
Honestly, that's the thing. Like, I saw someone say, you know what? I wish I had this much love for like my significant other, or like I wish I had like this much. I wish I was this playful. And, like, I could just do whatever I wanted to do. Like, dressing up in a costume and, like, dancing in the costume at baggage claim. Like, picking up your husband.
I don't know. It's, like, such a serious place. Like the airport.
It's a
like,
sweatpants convention. But,
No, I would be, like, I already hate being at the airport. It's, like, a whole thing. I'm, like, I don't need to see this, like, crazy woman dressed like a shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I can't. And then, like, seeing a grumpy old man being like, oh, God damn it. Like, my wife's dressed like a fucking shark again.
Yeah, I mean, that was interesting.
I mean, hashtag goals.
I'm trying to think, too. There was, like, it was, like, okay, after that moment, then I think it went into...
That's how, after it was Angie and... after it was Angie and Mary, it was Meredith who was like, okay, Whitney. So you accuse Lisa of the whole Alibaba.
Yeah, do you know how she says Alibaba? Alibaba. Like she's like ads. Like, so by the way, Alibaba probably got so many hits this season because nobody even knew what it was.
Know about it until this season. I did not even know about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know that they it drove like traffic to that website like tenfold. Oh,
yeah. Truly. Yeah. Okay. So much free press.
But
and her stuff is from Alibaba.
Yeah, no, I saw. I've seen like so many different pictures of it. So I'm like, oh wow, like they weren't kidding.
Well, it's just like they're a wholesaler, and and so.
Yeah, but that's when I think it's like I can't remember the specifics of that conversation, but basically I know that Whitney and Meredith both talked to that same podcast.
Yeah, the podcaster. Yeah, yeah, it's like. Don't talk to podcasters.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be, like, a storyline of, like, that's gone on, you know. And also because I found, like, just because of how much did happen this season, I found that to be, like, the least interesting storyline just because, like, I really don't care where Whitney gets, you know, whatever she's selling. Like, I just, like, I don't care how – I'm always just, like, Whitney has a business.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And it's, like, also because it's, like, I've been seeing that – podcaster on my For You page and just talking about the situation and dragging it out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, just
just like
keeps going.
That's, yeah. But then Heather has the great idea of like
I've never seen a housewife this game was like this before. I'm like,
no, it's like it's worse than like in Miami where Marisol remember Miami Marisol's like, let's go around the table and say what we hate about each other.
Like
who do you trust the least? Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that. Oh my god.
Yeah, and everyone's like Larsa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was not a smart game. I'm mad that
I mean that's crazy that they are like having to like find in their phone.
That's
like,
what like, I was this saying.
The last time I talked shit about you.
How would you find that?
Like if I were to look up my best friend.
It's like and I was like some of the stuff was like the most biting thing I've ever heard. Like, but also, okay, first we'll start with the really crazy one, Brittany, where she's like,
oh, yeah, really?
She's like, Brittany was like, to Mary, about Mary, like, I'd rather invite Bronwyn to tea than Mary. And then Mary's like, yeah.
She's like, I agree.
Good, I agree. Like, I don't want to go to tea. And she's like, I don't even know when I was scheduled to go to tea with her. I'm glad. This is good.
That was just because the
especially because we had just listened to Heather read Mary's and it was wild.
That was crazy.
Yeah. So essentially, if you are listening to this and you don't know what we're talking about, they are going around the table reading text messages that they wrote about someone at the table, and that person they wrote about has to read it. So Heather is reading from Mary's phone, and it's essentially what Mary wrote was like, they also don't say who they were sent it to, and they don't keep, I would be like, I'm going to keep scrolling to see if this other person agreed.
Right. That was the,
I can't believe that they were so restrained. In
well, no, they
moments.
Took screenshots because like Lisa had to.
That's smart. That's smart.
I was reading the huge font. Could she not read like. It was so big. She was scrolling.
Yeah, she
over.
Was scrolling across and looking, and she.
Yeah, I was laughing. Back and forth. Okay.
Yeah, but
it was one. So, I'm glad they took screenshots because I was like, okay,
that's crazy. No, because I'd be like, who is this motherfucker you were talking to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it someone else at the table? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so like Mary's about Heather was like, you know, essentially that fame has changed her, that his success has changed her. She's not the same person that she was. That she. Felt that Mary knew and loved and, you know, all these things. And, but it, at the end, it was sort of nice where she was like, I just, you know, I miss my friend essentially. And they're both kind of crying. And Heather's like, you know, I'm glad I have boundaries now and is defending that. But it also is in a way kind of heartwarming that you see that in that way. And then after that is Brittany saying she'd rather not have Mary come to tea.
Yeah,
which was like that's the worst thing you have about anybody at the table at.
I feel like I definitely Bronwyn's was like the most like what was so then Bronwyn reads what Angie had written about her.
Well, wait, before Bronwyn read what Angie read about her, Brittany read what Bronwyn said about her.
Right.
Yes.
Oh God, that was was actually probably the most.
Yeah.
Because she talked about her as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
She said like, can she just have like a normal moment where it's not like always like a crisis and like something about like, you know.
She parentifies her kids and like emotionally manipulative and.
And I was just like, what? And I Googled, I was like, what's parentify? Like, I can use my context clues, but this is like an SAT word. Like, I was like, this is the. last dinner? This was so crazy. And I'm like, the whole time I'm like, they're at a theme park eating pizzas. This is what they're doing. Exactly. And it's like, they're like psychoanalyzing each other. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and then Bronwyn reads the one about that Angie wrote about her, that like she dresses like a hot dog because she's like sucked her way to, you know, a wealthy marriage. And like, that's how you, she has success in life, and she's not a self-made woman. Yeah, and
that was, she said like she likes her business model because she married a man with one foot in his deathbed and the other one on the
wow
deal. That was crazy.
I want to know who they were talking to when they were writing these things. That's about their like their,
how did that conversation come up that you're writing that out, you know, to begin?
Yeah. Are they, I'm like, did they all send this to producers like separately?
Right. Right. No, that was pretty bad. I mean, I think also, I don't know, at that point I'd be like, all right.
I'd be like, we should stop with this game.
Yeah.
And it should just be Brittany reading what she wrote about all of us.
Brittany, can you read your text, please?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Ugh.
And then
so crazy, and then after that, oh, then it's like after it's like the Lisa Barlow.
Well, I think Lisa read. Yeah, this is how it, Lisa read her text to Meredith read the text that Lisa sent about her, basically, and Meredith the text.
They all thought it was edited too. Yeah. They were like, that was like the worst thing Lisa said about Meredith. Like,
the text just basically said that she thinks that Meredith is like digging up a lot of, you know, fucking information and whatnot. So like that was like okay. And then I think it was Heather said something about Whitney. That one was also crazy because she said that she's a lowlife and she like basically just like she sold her soul for fame, and that she regrets like having her Wild Rose products because like they're not selling. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that one was pretty
bad. That was crazy. I just like couldn't believe it was going. It was still happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like after like the first couple, I was like, I thought somebody was going to be like, okay, like let's not go out on this note. You know what I mean? But then it just kept happening. And then, Whitney reads
Whitney reads the last one about Lisa. And that's when like, okay, everyone else, it's funny because like, you know, immediately Heather's like, and that's how I felt in the moment. And, but like, we're burning it, washing it. And like, I was surprised Whitney handled it so well. Like she was hurt, but like made up, did their little handshake.
Okay, I have it. This is what Whitney, so I was at a party with Justin. So Whitney hands the phone to Lisa. I was at a party with Justin and a woman approached us and said if she wanted to swing with us, Lisa could vouch for her because she made out with Lisa while she gave John a hand job. Lisa says off limits. Look what was said about Sean last year. The roses stood up for you. Yeah. I heard Sean does circle jerks. How does that feel? I mean, I would be like, you know, he's from Colleyville. No, he's not the one from Colleyville.
No. Well, I feel bad because it's like, okay, the one, basically Bronwyn got her husband involved, like someone involved her husband, and then the other one was Lisa. And so I feel like when you're, if you want to say something.
Was it Lisa that had the accusation that she was sucking dick for jazz tickets?
Yeah.
It is kind of interesting that there's another one of these. Yeah. The rumors and the nastiness.
Where there's smoke, there's fire? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, like, for jazz tickets.
One thing, though, where I feel like most people, like, not saying that you're going to laugh it off, but if you're not guilty, you don't get that upset and defensive. But I can understand Lisa's point where
she really went wild.
My marriage and my husband, like, or your kids, like you definitely, rage comes.
Yeah.
The rage comes out. But also, is there maybe something to it to where.
Where she was so like on it. Yeah. But it was like, because if I was at a table and then someone read that, like I read that about like my husband, I would be like, I'm like amazed that you think that we're that adventurous. Like that it's not like our sex life is not like the Kugler's Char shared calendar. Like, I don't know how so. You know, I'd be like, thank you. People think that I'm
Like, I wish you were that exciting. Thank you.
I was making out and he was doing circle jerks. Like Salt Lake City circle jerks.
Oh my gosh.
Also, I feel like Angie threw a lot of stuff. So she threw the flowers, but then she also flew, like, threw...
Those, like, gallon bottles of shampoo. Remember that episode this season? Like,
she threw them. Oh, my gosh, yes.
And she was like, I thought they were travel size or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Babe.
Oh, my gosh, what? That was crazy.
That was so crazy. Yeah,
that was crazy.
And then when she kicked the chair back in Milwaukee...
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know what? Milwaukee was such a special. Those are some special episodes. Like, mm-hmm. You know, Mary, like, they're at the what brewery was that?
Brewery. Miller? No.
The Miller. Oh. Yeah. And they were like, this is the champagne of beers. And then Mary's like, you know, she's never had beer. And she's like, ooh, but I love champagne. Yeah. Oh, I'm having the champagne.
Oh, my gosh.
Love to drum. Yeah. And then it was just kind of like the one thing I didn't like, I was talking to Oliver about this, is like the, like where they do the outros where it's like, and this is where I could barely read it. It was came on so fast. I had to like,
pop. Yeah.
Like I was like,
yeah, I don't even remember them. Like I was like, I don't even know what was going on. And then it was like the trailer for the
reunion
mm-hmm. which looks really good. It's good. You know, it's good when it's three parts because Bravo won't do a three part reunion anymore unless necessary.
Like look at,
like it was,
look at Dallas.
Oh, see, we did look at Dallas and her name is Brittany. They're just hands. Like, I just kept waiting for her to say something like that. They're just, it's getting a little Plano in here. And I was just like, it's getting a little Plano. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Her Jesus. Yeah, I wonder. Okay, I did see something about Dallas the other day, though, where it said they're the only franchise where all of the marriages, like, they're still all together. None of them have gotten a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that crazy?
We
got close. We got close, but then the show got canceled.
You got to make their marriages 5 seasons to like the shit hit the fan. That's probably right.
I ran into at a baseball game, at a Rangers game.
Oh, really?
And it was like before, it was like at the Globe Life, whatever the other place like across the street from.
Oh, Texas Live?
Yeah, Texas Live. It was at Texas Live. And I saw, I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's. Hi. I was like, I love you. Mm. I was just excited to see a housewife. And she's like wasted. Jason cut this. She's hammered, like in a blackout. And she's like, makeup's like, she's like slurring. But she was really nice. And she was like trying to like buy a shot. She was really, really nice. And she's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, we're going to a baseball game. We're going to a Rangers game. They were retiring like our favorite player's number. Like it was kind of like a big game. But I was like, what are you doing? You know? And she said that her husband was throwing out the first pitch at the game. And I was like, yeah, I thought that was so weird. I was like, it wouldn't be you.
Yeah, that's so random.
Well, one thing, so I have had my encounter with and it was like, it was a good one, but it was literally the day after I met Bronwyn and Crystal because Crystal was like, oh yeah, I'm here for Tiffany Moon's thing.
Yeah.
And so, but she was like, we're going to be at the JW Marriott tomorrow. Just come. And I was like, okay. So I was at.
Oh yeah. Just come to the JW Marriott.
So I did. I was like, you know what? Why not? So I went, but I didn't go into the event. So I was like, that's like doing too much. So I just went to the bar at the hotel and I just sat there. And while I was sitting there,
that's where she is.
And she walks in and there's some other girl that's like basically like Elwood's lawyer, like pink. Blonde hair. Like,
Cameron?
No.
Cameron Westcott? Of the Westcotts? Of the Dallas Westcotts?
I'm going to be so honest. Like,
I never heard of the Westcotts. Jason, you can keep that. She's not doing our podcast. Carrie is, so we can't do anymore. Take out all the stuff about dicks and Roundup. Out. She's doing our podcast. Because I think she is good TV. Like, I think if they bring the show back.
Real money.
She's got real money.
She literally sent a... Actually, I'm on her close friends. I don't know why, but...
You told me about this.
She sent a jet out to crazy. LA with supplies for the fires.
Was it Birkins for her famous friend who lost everything? Okay.
Good for her.
I'm okay, like... Listen, this is like horrific and nothing is funny about these wildfires. I have family that lives in Southern California and it's so terrifying. But I do feel like something good has come out of all of this, and that is that Spidey is back.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very exciting for me.
I know.
Okay, there the boost of serotonin I had the other day when I saw that there was an article in People magazine with Heidi Montag doing a photo shoot at Marshall's because she said that she had lost everything and needed a new wardrobe. And so she was getting in at Marshall's. Yeah. I was like, you know what? But they need a reality show.
That song's been on repeat for me. I'll do it.
I just posted.
I think they're great TV. I think they're great TV.
They're really great TV. And actually, Spencer, even before the fires, had some really funny TikToks that were cracking.
He's funny.
He'll respond to like the haters, and he just funny one. And he was cracking me up. So I was like, okay, they're back.
Yeah, he had one the other. Well, first of all, he got his wife's like song from like 20 years ago to be like the number one song on iTunes. I didn't even know iTunes was still around. But it is, and Heidi's on there, and she's number one, and that's great. We love that for her. But then also, like, I saw a TikTok that he did the other day where he was just, like, to the advertisers at, like, Chipotle. Like, he was just, like, listing all of these brands. Yeah. He's like, I could do a deal with you. I'll do a TikTok with you. Smart.
They're hustling.
Good for them.
Yeah. Good for
them. Anyway, Jason, cut this, a lot of this stuff that's liable. We have a child. She needs to go to college. Nobody's trying to get sued here. Love you. Thank you. So we're at the end of our show. We've kept it real classy and we haven't talked any shit and yelled at my husband to cut everything. So at the end, we do something called oral exam, which is a 1-minute essay on anything. Or do you guys want to do it? You don't have to. We don't have to do it if we don't want to, but.
I have mine.
Oh my God. You do? Okay, good. Because I don't have mine. So Oliver's going first.
Okay.
Do you want to do one, Chris?
Yeah, I'll do it. I got to prepare, but I will rip it out.
Yeah, well, okay. So 1 minute, and your time starts now. Go, Oliver.
Okay. In this essay, I will be proving to you why I think TikTok needs to stay around. So personally, I think that TikTok has been such a great thing to happen to, like, our generation, the entire social community, the entire social paradigm. If this app goes away, it's going to affect hundreds of thousands and actually millions of people who rely on this app daily, yearly, whatever it is, for their income. I know a lot of people who are actually working like month to month just to make ends meet using this app. And if this is taken away, this is going to negatively affect the entire United States economy in such a terrible way. And I think that hopefully the Supreme Court is able to rule in TikTok's favor fully and just rule the ban unconstitutional so that people can continue to make money, continue to live their lives, and that we have a way to express our own free speech rights like together. And yeah, that's my thing.
I love it. No, truly. I mean, the Supreme Court can take away my right to choose as a woman, but please.
Gosh, I have a couple.
Please let me have TikTok.
And my essay, okay, here's the deal. I guess my essay is going to go, it's going to go to Britney Spears.
Okay, yeah, she's doing well. She'll like this.
My essay, well, no, it's like, I want Britney to come back. First of all, she's moved, I think, permanently
to Mexico.
Mexico, where I stayed. I know the name of the resort. I won't name it now. But it's like, what is...
Is she in Cabo?
Her? What?
Is it in Cabo?
It's in Cabo. Yeah, it's in Cabo. I'll tell you after. But I really want her to come back. I really feel like she's lost everything. And the reason I brought this up, like, Spidey coming back. Can Britney come back? You know, she's out there dancing around in Mexico. And we need her back in the U.S. And she needs to make a comeback. Someone get a hold of her and bring her back. And she's got people around her that are just feeding into it as well and probably not there for her.
Yeah.
Makes me sad. And so
let's
see if we can get our Britney back. And
we want Britney back. It's Britney, bitch. That. Okay. You guys, thank you so much for doing this. This was so much fun.
So fun. Thank you.
This is great.
Thank you. Stay online until it actually says that it's uploaded. But
oh, okay.
What is your – mine said like 90-something.
Mine says 99%.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. As soon as it's like 100%, you're good. And then we'll probably get this episode out next week because we're getting out another episode. We were supposed to get it out today, but we're getting it out tomorrow. Our part two of our deep dive on Bethany Frankel, which got a lot of people loved it, and a lot of people were like, that's mean. But we actually just like did a bunch of research on her. Like, it was kind of crazy. She grew up super rich. Like, her dad was like one of the most famous horse racing trainers in America. At one point he was worth $250 million.
Really?
Yes. It's like a whole crazy thing. And we talked about like Carol, like the real reason her and Carol fought that season. It was actually because Carol's so tired all the time. She never would talk about it. Like, I don't know if you remember the episode. She's like, can't even order eggs. But so like Bethany's whole Be Strong charity was like, that was Carol's thing. Like, it wasn't Carol's charity, but like everybody that helped with it to start it were all of Carol's best friends. Like, Carol's like, she was the one who got Bethany the people to the private planes, like the warehouse where all the supplies were stored, like all of the capital, like that was all Carol. And so it became a really big thing. And Carol was like, you know, this is awesome, blah, blah, blah. But then I think when Bethany talked about Adam, that's when Carol was like, okay, well, now it's a bridge too far, because she had just broken up. Her and Adam had just broken up and stuff. But all of that stuff was facilitated by Carol. And she never talked about it on the show. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like Bethany really took off.
She's so normal. I mean, if there's like, I'm telling you, if there's a reason why TikTok's going away, it's that TikTok of her in the Four Seasons eating crab, saying she's allergic to fish.
I'm like, oh my God.
By the way, my sister's a doctor, and I was like, look at these TikToks. Okay. She's eating tuna out of a can. She's eating all of this like crazy, like, she's like, I can eat shellfish. And my sister's like, yeah, I mean, there are some fish allergies where you can eat shellfish, but not like fin fish, but we really tell them not to. And most people don't, because of cross contamination. If you're going to a seafood restaurant, probably the shellfish is touched by like other fish. She is like, she doesn't have a fish allergy.
She's be lying.
But we did not talk about that. We just talked about all the times that we saw Bethany eating fish.
Oh my gosh.
So, well, they need her.
We talked about skinny girl.
They need New York. Like, they need, I don't know what they're gonna do with New York, but
they need to get, well, like, they just need to get rid of all of these. Like, the Scientologist needs to go. Yeah. Brynn needs to go.
I like Jessel. You know, Jessel lived here and was trying to get on season 6 of Dallas.
Yeah, I know Jessel lived here and then moved to New York.
Mm-hmm. And so did that other one who got cut from the show, Lizzie Savetsky, but she said some weird stuff. She got kicked off the show. So that's why season 4.
I think whoever they cast, like, I think it should be a competition show, and they all have to go to the Berkshires.
Yes.
And they have to try to survive at the Berkshires.
Well, did you watch Traitors, by the way?
Mm-hmm. I hated that.
How is Tom Sandoval's coked out ass like, on there?
You saw what Chrishell said about him.
I did. Did you see this on Watch What Happens Live? Yes. They asked her about like his like crazy pit stains and if it was just really hot in the castle. And Chrishell's like, it wasn't. I think he was just like in his room too long, drinking Coca-Cola and had too much sugar.
It's like, yes, Chrishell.
Yeah. Yeah. He brought it all the way to Scotland.
I was like, ooh, those nasty ass pit stains. Like, dude.
I don't think he was doing coke there. I think he was not doing drugs, and that's what was making him sweat.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good detox.
I don't think they can let them bring it there. But yeah, I was sad about Dorinda.
That made me so mad.
But have you heard about her show? Though, it's like, I'm so excited.
No, wait, what?
It's like, she's like gonna have like weights, like it's like,
is it
Blue it's like Stone a show. Manor? It's like, it's, yeah, it's like all at Bluestone Manor, and it's like people working for her. It's about her staff at Bluestone Manor or something. Yeah. Like, I think it's just gonna be her being mean to people.
Ooh.
So I'm excited for that.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, she didn't get to be on the dating show. Like, the dating show.
Okay, I wonder
with the Housewives with like Shannon and
Giselle and Ashley, and is it Luann?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder when they're going to release
Joel Kim booster about all of that. Remember, did you see the Joel Kim booster thing?
Yes.
That was crazy.
No.
He went on Instagram and he was like, I feel bad for John. I feel bad for John. Like, you're just an alcoholic. Like, I feel bad for your kids. Like all this crazy stuff. And then it was all about Shannon. But mm-hmm. what was even crazier about it is that Jeff Lewis is really good friends with Shannon. Was like, he went on his show after that. And he was like, I mean, it could be true. She wasn't in a great place.
It was just weird. Yeah. Like, why are
you? I worry about Shannon. I mean, I love Shannon. And I do think she should probably not drink. But mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, that's all. Are you guys looking?
Mine still says 99%.
Yeah, mine still says 99.
Really? Mm-hmm. Girl. I don't know. Oh,
I've weird.
Yeah, no, it's very weird. Well, it says 99, but it literally says, oh, that's weird. I think it's like, as the longer we progress, the more it's like recording.
Yeah, I see that yours is, yeah, okay, let's see.
Yeah, so it's like,
oh my God, I haven't stopped recording.
Thanks for listening to Bravo Breakdowns. You can follow us on Instagram at @Bravo_breakdowns. And same username on TikTok if you got it in time. And you can follow our lovely guests, Chris James Kahley at chris.james.kahle on Instagram and TikTok. And Oliver can be followed at Oliver Sims IV, as in Ramona Singer has a Pinot Grigio IV at all times. And you can follow him on Instagram and TikTok as well. And if you enjoyed this episode in audio but would like to watch it with video, be sure to check out our YouTube, youtube.com/Bravo Breakdowns. Thanks, students. Mwah!